and welcome to Two Old Maids and a Married Couple. I'm Jenica, I'm one half of that married couple.
I'm Sandy, I'm one of the old maids. And we have Walla in the back seat.
The other old maid. Grandma, say hi.
Hi.
We're on our way home from going into town, like we always do. We chit-chat in the car. It's kind of the reason why we do these. It's just our natural habitat.
Our habitat.
Yeah. Really. Oh, our gas. Habit. We need gas.
Yeah, but we'll have to see later.
Get in the back seat.
Yeah. You get a view of everything, huh? Mm-hmm. That's always good. So, are they chips? Are they, what are these, Mom?
They're coconut. They're called real coconut coca chips, I think is what it's called. And it's chocolate covered coconut chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're all natural.
Yeah. It's not like they're roasted coconuts with chocolate, like cacao nib chocolate. Not like a Hershey's chocolate. Because when I think of like chocolate covered or chocolate dipped or whatever.
These are very thin.
Yeah. And they're really
shavings
good.
Shavings of chocolate is what it's like. Kind of coconut, I should say. Mm-hmm. But you don't know when you eat it until you eat it.
Yeah.
We tried them for the first time.
Yeah, we got them at Winco. Well, we're from the Bay Area originally. Well, Grandma's actually from San Francisco originally.
That's
San Francisco, Berkeley. Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it's the Bay Area, but she's San Francisco, Berkeley. You and I are both from Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in Fremont. But we don't have Winco in the Bay Area.
No, we don't.
Well, there is not.
That's the valley.
Yeah, but they also have it out there in Pittsburgh.
That's still not
near us.
But it's also not the Bay Area, though.
That is the Bay Area, Jenica. But
is it?
It's considered. Jenica's a little off on her region, but she's okay. Believe me.
It's part
of the Bay Area.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, guys.
Anyway,
so
we shopped at Winco for the first time in Reading.
Yeah.
When we used to come visit.
Derek and Dawn.
Yeah. We would come out to visit them, and they would take us to Winco, man. We thought it was, like, the best thing is sliced bread.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, I should have said it at the same time, because I knew you were going to say it.
And it was always, they have good prices. They have really good, bargains, and you just can't beat it. And they have their own brand, and a lot of their own brands are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we buy a lot of their own brands, and my friend actually told me about it also. Like, it was just funny. We started talking, and she happened to go to the one out in the valley, one of the valleys, which is Tracy area. And she says, "Hey, have you ever been to a Winco?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "When? Where? There's none around us." And I said, "Well, there is one in Reading, and that's the one I've been to." And she said, "Oh." I said, "Well, where's the one you went to?" And she said, "In Tracy." And I said, "Oh, that's nice." And we started talking about it, and
as older folks who like to grocery shop, too.
Yeah, exactly. we're shoppers. So anyway, trying to find the bargain, or trying to find where to buy the right stuff,
and also good stuff too, because even if it's not name brand, it might be the store's brand. There's a lot of things that taste really good.
Yes, you have to try their stuff to know that it's just as equal as the name brand products. But you don't have to pay the price. Like, for instance, I bought some McCormick Ajou. I like those brands. Okay, I'm not going to say I don't. But I went and I shopped and I bought that. And I bought a ranch dressing pack that I needed.
Hidden Valley one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hidden Valley. And so, you're spending $1.99, $1.89, that type of thing, $2 for these seasoning packs. Well, my son took me shopping to Winco not too long ago, and because I was going to make this Mississippi pot roast that I made for dinner a couple weeks back for our Sunday dinner. Well, it calls for ranch dressing mix, dry mix, and also the au jus dry mix. Well, we got the ranch for like 67 cents, I think, a pack or something like that.
No, I think it was cheaper than that.
Was it 47 today?
Yeah,
I know it was 47 today, but I wasn't sure if that was the price we paid that day. I thought it was a little bit more. And then the au jus dressing was also like 47 or 61. So, of course, you're going to buy four of those, like, right away and put them in your pantry. So, you know, you're prepared for your next time you're going to make it. Because you can make it either chicken or beef or, you know, so far those are the two we've tried. We know we like them both.
Mm-hmm.
But for the price, they tasted just as well as the McCormick brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to pay nearly as much. So, if you know there's a Winco near you, I would suggest you shop at Winco to buy those products.
Okay. Thank you for that little service announcement, Mom. It's appreciated, I'm sure.
I know, but we went grocery shopping tonight anyway. We had to buy our week stuff that we need at home and replacement and some things we want to make that we hadn't made yet.
Yeah, because it's not like, keep in mind, yes, it's still summer here. I think we have like 30 something more days left until it's considered winter, or no, not winter, oh my goodness, until it's considered fall. But I've already started, like, I busted out my bread machine, I started making banana bricks. I think I might have mentioned it in one of our talks here, I think so
for Dawn,
about making banana bread or zucchini bread for people who help us with our trash cans. Those people end up being my brother and my sister-in-law. So, I made some banana bread. I think we ended up being three loaves because
we ate a few.
We ate one. My husband was complaining. He's making his little project, wood project he's working on. It's been taking him like, he only works on the weekends to working on it. But it's taken him like 3 weeks now, 3 or 4 weeks,
yep.
I think it is.
Yep.
So one of the times we had made the banana bread, I wasn't going to wait. Like, it was hot banana bread.
With butter, man.
Just, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, so delicious. I'm sure it probably grosses some people out the same way we put butter on our banana bread. But whatever. No. It's really good. You have to try it.
When it's warm.
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it. But, so I made one for Dawn and Derek. I made one for us. And then I made a second one, kind of, sort of, for Jeff. But the whole thing wasn't for him. It was, like, for all of us. But
he had some.
Yeah, he did.
He enjoyed it just as much as we did.
Mm-hmm. And he made sure that he got like this, the end chunk was on. It was a chunk, huh?
Yeah,
it was like a good like 3 inches.
We had to keep cutting slices. He got the chunk. Guaranteed.
He did not care whatsoever. Oh, turn your lights off, turn your lights off, turn your lights off. Okay.
Yeah, we're driving at night.
Right, so. Right when he passes me, he turns the brights off. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's not okay. Oops. Anyways.
So.
But,
another conversation we had earlier this evening was about men and women.
Oh,
like
just the differences.
What was it, Jenica? I don't know.
Well, I've never read it before, but it's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah.
But basically, though, like, I've never read it. Have you read it before?
I started reading it, but I've never finished
it. Clearly,
it
was a page turner for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, but basically, because, like, you know, you have those, like, people that you hear and you read things about, or friends that you talk to, or whatever, about how, like, I come from the value or knowledge or whatever you call it, of that you can't change, like, the person you love. Like, you marry them, flaws and all, and they are who they are. Mm-hmm. You can encourage
change,
but you can't really change them. Like, they have to be the ones wanting to make a difference or make something new in their life.
If you work together and have that conversation, sometimes there can be change that is a good change, but it has to be like coming together, like kind of what you and I did, you know, what we did before when you guys were first married was you made out this little board and I sat them down both with post-it notes in different colors. And I said,
Jeff. Mine was pink, his was green.
Yes, and I said, Jeff, you write down the things that really bother you about Jenica that you would like her to change.
Now, let's keep in mind, it's not like personality-wise, like,
no.
I wish she was smarter or whatever.
No,
it wasn't like that. It was something like, something is
simple.
Something that bugged him, like, I pop my gum, I suck my gum in backwards, mm-hmm. and it makes a loud popping sound.
Or
that bothers him a lot, or that I don't.
Let's put it on his end. Like Jenica wrote down things, and it was like his jealousy.
Yeah,
you know,
because to my husband is, and is as much as I'm sure girls are gonna think this is so swoon worthy, and it is until it's you. My husband and I appreciate this. It's both a blessing and a curse. to my husband, I'm the most beautiful person in the world.
Right.
The sexiest, whatever. And because I am that to him, he believes that I am that for everybody else.
But he also has a high jealousy streak.
Yeah, that's why he's he gets that way. Yeah,
but I'm saying,
and it's like, and I have to keep reminding him, no. So there was a point in our marriage that yes, I wouldn't tell him, and he knows this. It's like it's news, but I wouldn't tell him if I went out with like if a guy showed up. Like I went out with my girlfriends, and if a friend from work that was a gentleman that showed up, I wouldn't go out of my way to tell him. If he asked me, yes, I would tell him, but I wouldn't go out of my way and tell him that because I always say. I know you're supposed to, people always say I married my best friend. Also controversial. Mm-hmm. My husband is not my best friend. My sister-in-law is my best friend. I have have amazing friends from work that I've met, from school that I've met. But my husband has become my friend. In a different way. But he's not my best friend. To me, a best friend is throw things in your face, a friend doesn't hold wrongdoings, that kind
and
of thing.
And isn't jealous.
And isn't jealous.
Really jealous like
isn't
that.
Isn't boastful. Like, there's things, and don't get me wrong, he's not all those things all the time.
No.
We all have our flaws. Things come up all the time. And he's an amazing, giving, loving compassionate. Yes. When I had to work late sometimes, and Mom might have been away on a trip or something, and it was just Jeff and Grandma, my husband made sure Grandma ate. Like, he would do that. He'd be like, and then he would text me, okay, Grandma's eating lunch. Okay, Grandma's eating dinner. Like, he would check in because he knows it's very important to me that she's cared for. If I can't be there to do it or my mom can't be there to do it, she is cared for and taken care of. And, you know what I mean? So, like, he has so many
good
benefits
qualities.
And, yeah, good qualities versus negative. But let's face it, those negative ones.
Right. So at first they couldn't communicate about it, okay? Because it was the combat, like here we go. I'm trying to tell you how I feel, and he's not going to listen because he's like, but what about this or what about the times I did that? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about that. It's about just being a good listener. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just need to vent, and it is true, so true. It's how you present it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so with Jenica and Jeff, I told them both, you guys are here to write these things down and talk to one another, but you can't argument. It's not an argument. It's not a fight. These are just things that can help you both. If it was something that bothers you and you feel it's not that important and you can change or make a change to some degree.
Ourselves, not the other person.
Right. To meet the other person halfway or because you love them and you think that's more important. Then why not try to make a little change? You know, change how you do it, or change how aggressive you are about it, or change, whatever. Just or even if it means I want you to hug me more, I want to kiss on the cheek once in a while, or when I walk in, I want you to acknowledge me. It could be that simple.
Mm-hmm. But it was never a Jeff. It was never a request like. Jenica, you need to change this for Jeff. Is this important enough for you? Can you let this go? Or if you can't, because it's nothing's changed, it's the same thing over and over again. If I can't let this go, then it was up to Jeff to figure out, is this something he can work with?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because again, we're not really wanting anyone to change the other person. It was, can you and yourself look down, deep down inside and say, okay, well, I see this is really bothering the person that I love and the person I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with.
But it doesn't bother me as much.
But, no, that's what I mean.
Oh.
What I'm saying is me looking at myself saying, this really bothers Jeff. Like, me just, for example, popping my gum, because that's a big one for him.
Yeah.
That really bothers him. And yes, he might say, well, it's just popping your gum. Let it go. Like, you can stop doing that. But for me, I do it not thinking about it. Like, it just happens. So I have to be conscious that, okay, I'm chewing gum right now. This sounds so dumb, but I'm chewing gum right now. Don't pop it. If I get that urge, just take it out. Don't even chew it because I know it bothers him that much. And, I love him enough that that's something I figure it's small enough. it does bother him to the point where we do get in an argument, as dumb as it is. Everyone gets some little arguments or big ones, depending on what they are.
Could be the kind of time of day or whatever.
Yeah, time of day, he didn't sleep well, you know, whatever.
But anyway, the fact of that is that they came together, they exchanged these little notes,
mm-hmm.
they took him with an open mind and an open heart.
After we talked about them both. Yeah,
so they both discussed it. That's what I meant.
Oh.
And then, before you knew it, what they did was they started working on it themselves. So, then they would come together the following week, at the end of the week, and look at their board and say, do you feel that any changes have come about with these little things? And they would look at the board and say, you know what, you really haven't done this. And, you know, I know you're really making an effort. I think it was about a month afterwards.
We left it up in our bed, in our bedroom. We had a, she brought us a whiteboard.
Things off. It took a whole month to remove everything. But I'm saying it's
some things were still on there.
Yeah. But each week it was something they could acknowledge to one another that they did love each other enough to try to make these changes. And the other person who wanted the change noticed it and acknowledged it also and thanked that their person, the other person, for making that, or making an effort at least, you know? And so before you knew it, it helped them have better and open communication to where they can come together and talk and it not be an argument, it not be anything, it's just, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they can now sit and have those conversations to figure out what else might need to be noted, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and not necessarily always, really change, but everybody changes.
Yeah, and we're always checking in with each other. That's one thing that Jeff and I have established from day one of getting married, which is funny because we didn't think about this whole post-note thing, having something physically, like, in our face constantly as a constant reminder of these little things. But we did, in the very beginning of before we got married, we had this conversation about being very honest with each other and open with each other.
That you had shared things.
Yeah, like, so Jeff's parents are still married. They have had a long, happy marriage. My parents are divorced, not for, like, any specific reasons or, like, craziness. I mean, there was a little craziness, but, you know. But they're no longer together.
Oh, that's how you talk about that.
And,
okay.
I mean, maybe one day when mom's comfortable telling you guys what happened, she might tell you. But then again, I don't really want to put dad's business out there without his permission, you know? But my mom raised us. She raised a very strong, independent, free-thinking daughter and son. I think more compassion came from Derek. He's more of the compassionate side. I had to learn that, I think, out of the two of us.
Jen has a very strong will, which is what you have to understand. She was a very compassionate young lady, but she would fight you tooth and nail first.
Yeah.
And then open her heart and go, oh.
Because I figured, like, I had to, like, you had to earn it. I wasn't going to give, I'll give everyone the benefit of the doubt in the beginning. That's one thing I would do. But to get, like, my trust and my my love, I guess, maybe. I don't even know what the word is. But, like, I didn't give things freely.
Jennifer got
easily.
More of a hard heart.
Yeah, I did.
And that, when I lost my eyesight, we'll go back to that.
Yeah, so, well, like I said, we'll have to touch on that. Maybe that's be the
another
next podcast.
Story,
yeah.
Yes.
More, everything my mom went through, which kind of changed and directed my brother and my eyes. That's not English. But, sorry, we're climbing a hill right now. Sorry about the loud sound. But it kind of changed
your perspective.
Yeah, of my brother and myself a little bit. And that's okay because those are all things that help us grow and make us stronger people.
And make who you are today.
Yeah, exactly. I also lost somebody really close. I would say maybe one of the first, maybe one. No, I probably had like three loves in my life before I got married. And they were all like family members. Like in a, you know, I mean, like in a family member loving way. So I also lost somebody I really loved when I was young. And that, I think, kind of hardened me a little bit more too, where I was like, I'm just not going to give it out freely, you know.
Bitter.
Shut up. I'm not bitter, Rudy.
You were bitter at whatever, the time.
Rudy. I wasn't anyway. Bitter. I was angry.
Yes. Well, that's bitter, too.
No. Bitter? I don't know. Bitter seems mean. Like, I wasn't mean. I just...
Nobody said you were mean.
No, but I think... When I think of bitter, I think of someone being mean. Like, okay. She's bitter towards men.
I don't understand.
Okay, anyways. I'll have to Google bitter and see if that's the word. If that's the correct... if that's the correct usage for me, okay? But, like, I could see a random stranger eating dinner by himself. And,
this is her compassionate side.
Yeah, this is how weird it is. It's like... With grandma, I think I'm very compassionate. I'm very easygoing. Grandma, do you think I'm very easy for you? Like, easy to get along with?
Yes.
Not as a kid you were, but yes.
Yeah.
Now
as an adult, yeah. She probably appreciates me more as an adult than she does me as a child.
Yes, I would say yes.
That's my grandma. But, but like, mom would say I'm very cold-hearted towards her with some things. Don't you think? I mean, honestly, if you were to say... Come
when
on.
I see the difference between you and Graham and me and you,
mm-hmm.
yes, I would believe there is a difference.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's justified. Like, I mean, like, you're...
I haven't done anything to you, but yes, because you know how they say that you hurt the ones you love? I think that's Jenica.
So I don't love Grandma?
No, I said you hurt the ones you love.
I didn't hurt her.
You don't get it, Jen.
No, I understand, Sandy.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Okay.
Anyways, but like I could see, we were out to dinner one time after church, and we were eating at our favorite place. You know what that is, right?
The
buffet place.
Oh, okay.
And it's longer there, sad mode.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry.
You keep changing the subject.
Anyways, let me finish, Sandy. This is literally us in a normal day. We were sitting there eating, and I looked at my mom, and I said, I really want to invite that person to eat with us. No. I asked mom, sorry, I know. She was getting ready to correct me real quick, and she's seen it, y'all. I asked her, I said, Mom, can you go sit with me? Can you go sit with them? And she looked at me. Now, my mom has made this look at me a few times.
Yes.
Believe me. It's always when I say it to her. And it's such with a straight face, huh? Like,
yes.
It's like a compassionate face.
It's
that doesn't happen.
Serious.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen often. But I was like, Mom, can you go sit with him? And she looked at me and she was like, psycho. Like, that was kind of the look she kind of gave me.
I didn't say like, that, though.
No, but your facial expression was like, excuse me, psycho? That's what your face said.
Okay.
And I was like.
That's not what I said.
No, you didn't at all. You didn't say that. I said your face said
it. I know. I heard you. Don't change the subject.
Anyways.
Keep talking.
My point is, I was basically begging her to go sit with this gentleman. He was an older gentleman. He was sitting by himself at this table with just two chairs. And I just felt compelled that, like, he was lonely. And it's like he said anything to me. It was just an overwhelming feeling of sadness that I didn't have the whole time we were there. I probably had been there for about 20 minutes before that gentleman showed up. And I just kept saying to my mom, like, I think something's wrong. I think, you know, we should. My mom said, well, go invite him to sit with us. That was not going to happen. There's no way I'm that brave.
If I went and did it, it'd be fine.
Yeah, like, 100%. Yeah.
That's usually why she would say that to me, like, Mom, go sit with him. Like, I was going to jump up and go sit.
Yeah.
And not that I'm very compassionate. She
yeah, you are,
that.
Of course.
That's
yeah,
why 100%. She said I do it. But I had to give her the opportunity, too, that if she felt so wholeheartedly about it, then maybe she should approach him and ask him if he'd like to have company.
Yeah.
And, or we could do something else, you know, but let's figure it out.
So, and I just... But I'm not that person. Like, when we at our old church, we used to have to go, okay, this is sound bad. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. We have nothing against Jehovah's Witnesses.
Why'd you even say that?
Because just people are going to think we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. What I'm going to say. We used to go door to door, like, around neighborhoods and invite people to church.
It's called outreach.
Yes, we call it outreach. I don't know what it's called anywhere else or any other churches, but that's what used to be called the church we used to go to a long time ago. And
or even ask them if they'd like us to pray for them.
Yeah, that too as well. And sometimes people be like, no, we're good, thank you so much, or no, we know Jesus, or you get random answers. Some of them are just like, yeah, my father's in the hospital, whatever. And then you hear these stories. Well, I was never a good or comfortable at doing that. I'm not a good person to go outreach. If a friend comes to me and says, Danica, I have to go to church with you, or starts showing interest in God, I'm going to 100% talk to them about it. But I'm not the one to start the conversation. I know that sounds really bad as a Christian. I'm just not comfortable in that area. I'm better in a lot of areas. Children's church, worship, all other stuff I'm good at.
Not everybody is cut out to
exactly.
Anyway.
Now, you know, they have people just will talk to my mom. My mom could say hi to somebody, and then my mom knows their whole life story. Bro, high beams. Cannot see nothing.
Flash them.
Thank you. She's really good. She can just say, like, hi, my name's Sandy. It's nice to meet you. And they'd be like, hi, Sandy. And then everything comes out. And my mom's like, well, that was a conversation I wasn't anticipating. Mm-hmm. But what was my point? Oh, so.
Why you would want to reach out to this
dear,
guy.
Did okay. You see him?
No.
Whatever. It's on your side. Anyway, so.
Stuck your hand in my face.
Because he was on your side.
I know, but you stuck your hand out. How am I going to see?
Anyway, so my point was, long story short, my point was that I don't do a lot of things, but one thing I do is always get a feeling.
Yes.
And it doesn't happen often, like I said, but when it happens, it's like a strong, overwhelming feeling where I feel sad. Even though I was, like, happy 10 seconds prior, I all of a sudden have, like, I feel like I've taken on whatever they're feeling. That's kind of like, and then I'm like, oh, Mom, like, please go talk to them, or, you know. Or
I have.
Yeah, she has a few times. She very rarely has ever gone and sat with someone that I've asked her to go. It's a simple, go sit with them. And she won't. But she'll talk to them, or she'll make a point to smile at them, you know, that kind of thing. Or I still won't even do that. Like, I won't. That sounds so mean of me, but you know what I mean? Huh? Oh, but I still won't do it. You know what I mean? I still won't sit there and, like, pull up a chair, even as old as I am now. I thought one day I'd grow out of this, you know what I mean? Like, where I'd have enough courage to go do it, but I don't. Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't know, you went off on a tangent.
I did. I'm sorry, guys. This is literally how my brain works. Actually, my brain is like...
We were mainly talking about conversations and things that people can do to work out their situation.
Okay, but the other thing, can I just say one pet peeve about that whole thing is like, when you ask me, or when I... No, vice versa. When I've asked you, like, Jeff and I are going through this, like, can you help us through this or whatever, or, like, what do I do? Whatever the situation is, right?
Me in general?
Yeah, when I ask you in general, and you give me that advice, I adhere to that advice. I listen to it, I take it in, and I use it. If it doesn't work, fine, I toss it out. But at least I try, because I've asked you for that advice. Mm-hmm. What frustrates me so much, and I know it's a personal thing, and I need to get over it myself, because I can't change other people. I can encourage change, but I can't change them.
Right.
Is when a friend will ask me, like... Oh,
they offload everything on you.
Oh, can I, you know, what do you think about this situation? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, this is what I would do. Or, oh, actually, I've been through that. This is what worked for me, or this is what didn't work for me. I haven't figured out what's working yet, but this is what didn't work, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they completely, they're like, oh, great, you know. And it's not like once or twice or three times. It's like repetitive with them. Oh,
what is that?
A rabbit. I don't think it's a rabbit. It's a long old tail of a rabbit. But they do that, and they'll ask you, and then they come back with the same, like, questions over and over again.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother you? Or, like, it's the same question, they just ask it in a different way, so they think it's a different question, but you're
well,
like,
because
no.
They don't get their answer that they think they should have.
Well, you're not going to...
And not always the answer is what they think it should be. It's, you know, you've lived it, or you've gone through it, and you try to help them, but they're not going to take advice, just like people that have kids. You know, they ask you, so how did you get through this with your kids? And you tell them.
Oh, yeah.
And then next thing you hear something out of their mouth like, well, my kids aren't so perfect as yours were. And you're like, I didn't say my kids are perfect.
You know,
I'm
you know
saying
who
it worked
used to,
out good.
You know who you know, on my side used to do that a
worked
lot.
For me.
Oh, your kids are so perfect. And then our person would say, would say to me and my brother, I'm so glad that you are you who you are, because you're angels compared to X, Y, or Z, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is not fair. You should never compare your kids to somebody else's kids. But because it's not fair to the kids you're comparing, you know, it's not fair to your kids, and it's not fair to the other kids you're comparing them to.
But you're not always comparing your kids. You're just giving an example of what yeah. you know worked for you.
Well, you as a mom,
and
yeah,
and
you only know how
work.
To go.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, but you as a mom only know what worked for you or didn't work for
right.
you.
Right.
Like when I tell people about the money thing, about you, how you taught us about we paid tax. Did he block our driveway?
Yep. That's probably why he said you get a surprise when you get home.
No. Well, guess what? Just gonna run into those. Just have to bring them up. My brother and my sister-in-law brought our trash cans up for us, but they left them in the middle of our driveway, so they said I was surprised. My mom is a 4x4, y'all. I could drive around them. But my mom taught us this one thing growing up as kids, my brother and I, and it was about like money and stuff like that. My grandfather also did, and so did my godmother. But I'll park it tomorrow, like the
yeah.
way. But so my brother and I, have always learned about how to take care of our money the proper way and stuff. And that's a lot of things people admire, I think, when they ask questions and stuff like that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, well, my mom did this with us. Or my mom and dad did this with us. I'm like, what? That's so smart. I'm like, yeah. Because basically we paid tithes, we paid taxes, and then we had
a savings jar, a tax jar,
and a tithes jar.
And a spending jar. And you would be able to spend your spending jar, depending on, and there was a percentage in each one, but tax always was 20% of what you earned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would be able to spend your spending jar. But you know what it taught them is they really thought about how they spent that money or didn't want to spend that money, because they realized, well, I've got like $15 now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just blow it on anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it really taught them. And then the savings jar was, they had to have it in savings always, and
yeah.
it would just grow. And then the tax jar was a jar that you put in as a group together, and whatever they saved in taxes, we would match, and we would use that to go like on an outing for the family, and they
yeah.
got to help choose what the outing was.
Mm-hmm.
That was the benefit.
Yeah.
So I kind of taught them what you could do with your taxes.
Yeah, and then my aunt, my godmother, my auntie Frankie, she kind of like, when I got older, kind of like backspringed off that.
Mm-hmm.
And her thing that she taught me was like, how many hours did I have to work at my job to pay for that item that I want? And sometimes I literally would sit there and calculate out how many hours. Like if I wanted to go and buy, I don't know, like a makeup palette, let's just say, which I never did when I lived in Nebraska, but let's just say I wanted to buy a makeup palette. And it was like $50-something. I had to calculate. I literally would calculate how many hours I had to work to pay for that. And sometimes when you're in Nebraska, where I worked, the time that I worked there, you weren't getting paid an awful lot. So I would end up like, it could be like 2 weeks worth of paychecks just to buy that one item that I really wanted. And then at that point, it was like, well, I could buy something similar for a lot less, you know, a lot less money and save myself some dough. But anyways, I know this conversation was all over the place, which is kind of like how all of our conversations are. But we're going...
They flow from one to another to another.
And then back around again sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, not always. We're kind of like, whatever we feel, we speak. But that's it for now. Thank you for listening to us. and you know, listening to the conversation. We'll probably talk some more because I'm off. And I got some vacation coming up, so I'll have a lot more chit-chats going on.
So enjoy your evening.
Have a wonderful time. And we will talk to you guys later.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.